Don't underestimate the power of this world. That is my message for you today. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to answer the question that you put to us, which we find in Mark chapter 8, verse 36. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? In Jesus' name, amen. You see, your soul can be the source of imprisonment for your life, or the source of liberty for your life. Jesus put this question to his disciples and the crowd that surrounded him on one occasion. However, it is a question you and I need to answer for ourselves. And that question is, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? In other words, choose reconciliation with God and save your soul, or gain the whole world and lose your soul. And because you have a choice, you have a will. You have been born with a will, and that enables you to choose to be reconciled to God after believing that Christ died for your sins, or to choose not to do so. Now, a cat or a dog, or any animal for that fact, are not born with a will to choose God, but you are. And the source of your will is your soul. Some of you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, but unfortunately, you are still prisoners of the world because you are unable to experience the liberty that Jesus Christ has given you. Let me explain. Romans 8 verse 2 says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." As an unbeliever, your will is under the captivity of the law of sin and death. Now, when you come to believe and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus sets you free from the law of sin and death. You see, when you're born again, you are faced with a new spiritual struggle within. This struggle is between two natures, your born-again nature and your worldly nature. These two natures within the believer struggle for supremacy and reflect the fight between the spirit in the world and the spirit of God in you. Even though you are set free from the law of sin and death through Christ, you need to stay in fellowship with Christians. You need to listen to the word of God and praise God. Otherwise, worldly situations and mixing overwhelmingly with unbelievers will imprison you again and cause you not to experience the liberty of your soul. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, we read there, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." If after you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you choose not to stay in fellowship and praying to or praising God, you will lose the liberty of your soul to the imprisonment of the world again. Do not underestimate the power of this world. In Billy Graham's book, The Holy Spirit, he tells the story of a man who has two dogs, a black dog and a white dog. The man is in need of money, so he takes the dogs into the town each week and let them fight one another, while people bet money on either one to win. On one occasion, he lets the black dog win. And on another occasion, he allows the white dog to win. Each time, the people would put their money on the dog who had won the previous week. Eventually, people stopped betting on his dogs because he was constantly winning and they were constantly losing. So he decided to move to another town and try his scheme elsewhere. As he was leaving, an old man, a beggar, came to him and said, "Seeing that you are leaving town, please tell me what your secret is, so I can make some money for myself." He said, "It's easy. When I want the black dog to win, I would just feed him and starve the white dog. And when I want the white dog to win, I would just feed him and starve the black dog." In 1 John 4, verse 4, the word says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." You know what? You need to be like that man who owned the black dog and the white dog. And you need to be in control of those two natures that are jostling in you when you become born again. They are jostling for supremacy. But you can choose to feed and nurture the Spirit of God in your soul. And you can remain in fellowship with other Christians and read your Bible and listen to the Word of God. And at the same time, you can choose not to forget to starve your fleshly nature from the excess of worldly influences in your life. Greetings from Germany, Pastor Philip.
There's a man who looks after you and me. He's a man we cannot see. There's a man who's got so much love to share. He's a man who wants our sorrows to bear. Angels know his name. Say today, you should know his name. It's always been the same. Today, as he was yesterday. Anytime, if you ever need a friend, anytime, no matter when, call on him, yeah, call on him straight away. Now's the time, for heaven's sake, don't delay. Angels know his name. You should know his name. It's always been the same. Today, as he was yesterday. After you and me, he's a man we cannot see. There's a man who's got so much love to share. He's a man. angels know his name. He remains the same today. You should know his name. It's always been the same today as he was yesterday. He remains the same as he was yesterday. He is the same today.